A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Gizrael of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel, Shabbos 133a, pagination page 265. But we're going to give a little bit of an overview from the previous page, the facing page 264, Kuf Lamed Beis Amed Beis 132b. The question that the Gemara is dealing with, and you could see it on the 10th line, I'm guessing, from the top. Mila docha es hatzara'as. If Mila can override tzara'as. Tzara'as is that skin condition, which some people erroneously translate as leprosy, spiritual condition, and there is a prohibition in the Torah from cutting it away. It's supposed to be seen by the Kohen. It's supposed to be verified whether it is Tameh or Tahar. And if it's Tameh, there's special rules of how to distance oneself from the community. And finally, a purification process. The question is, if this Tzara'as would show up at the spot of the Mila, a spot that is going to be cut off, are you now allowed to cut it off? Because there's a mitzvah of Mila, and I'm busy doing the mitzvah of Mila, and therefore I should be allowed to cut it off, or does that prohibition remain in place and somehow restricts me from doing the Mila properly? The Gemara over there, on this page that we're glancing at, tells us that the Pasuk, Yimol Besar Arlaso, you should circumcise the flesh of the Arla. That Pasuk tells you that you should indeed do Mila, even though you're going to be cutting off the Tzara'as. The Torah Tamima tries to figure out what the inference exactly is from this word Basar. How does Basar, flesh, tell me this extra thing? And the way he learns is that it often calls the flesh of the Arla Arlas Basar, the flesh of Arla, and over here it's the flesh upon the Arla, and that's what the inference is. But regardless, the Gemara is very clear that somehow from this extra word Basar, we know that you should do the Mila, even though there's Tzara'as there. And in a nutshell, that means that there's a Gezeres HaKosuv, there's a Pasuk in the Torah that tells us that you should do the Mila even though there's Tzara'as. The Gemara over here on the same page considers other ways that you could possibly know that you should do the Mila even though there is Tzara'as there. Again, a typical ethical question, which one is more important? The Gemara considers over here that you should learn it out of Shabbos, because Mila, circumcision, overrides Shabbos, and therefore it should override Tzara'as also, the assumption being that Shabbos is more important than Tzara'as. A violation of Shabbos is a capital offense. A violation of Tzara'as is a typical prohibition. In hierarchy, Shabbos is much more strict. So if Mila can bump out Shabbos, it can for sure bump out Tzara'as. And the Gemara continues and says, who says which one is more important? Tzara'as is very great because it would stop a Kohen from doing the avoda in the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Tzara'as could stop you. Shabbos cannot stop you from avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. They slaughtered animals even on Shabbos. So, like, in a nutshell, how do you know which one is greater, and therefore you can't do this kal v'chomer? There's another attempt which the Gemara makes, also on this same page, based on the principle of osi asei v'dochi lo sa'asei. A positive command, which is out of love, can override a losa, say a prohibition, a restrictive thing. And we encounter this, and maybe the asay of Mila can override the losa not to cut off tzara'as flesh. And the Gemara answers that that wouldn't solve anything for us, because tzara'as is both a prohibition and a positive command, and the positive command of mila can override a los aseh. It can't override a los aseh and an aseh, and tzara'as is both. What we're getting the feeling is that this rule that mila will override tzara'as, and you'll do the mila even though there's tzara'as on that particular flesh, is indeed a limud from the Torah. Yimol besar olaso, it's a pasuk. But the Gemara is trying to challenge why you would need the pasuk to teach it to you, because maybe a logic, maybe a kavachomer, maybe there's another way that I could know this and I wouldn't need a pasuk. Which brings us to our Gemara. Kuf lamed gimel lamed aleph, on the fourth line. Amar mar, we learned. Basar, afapish yesham baheres. When it says the word basar in the context of mila, that extra word teaches me, even if there is a baheres, which is a word for tzaras, yimol, go do the mila. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia, that's how Rabbi Yoshia taught it. Ask the Gemara. Challenging, just as the previous Gemara was challenging the need for this statement. Halama likra, what do you need a pasuk for? Dover she'ein miskavein hu. There is no intent. I'm not intending to cut off the tzara'as. Who did I call? Did I call a tzara'as cutter or I called a moel? What am I doing here? I have no intent to violate the prohibition. And this fits so much into Shabbos. There are all kinds of cases where I had no intent for that. I was trying to do something else. V'dovah she'ein miskavein mutter. And something that there's no intent on, in various contexts, it's simply permitted because I'm busy doing my thing. I'm not doing that. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, you're right, it's a very good question. Lo nitzruch elu l'Rabbi Yehuda da'avar da'avar she'ein miskavein oser. It only follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which we do not paskin like, who says that da'avar she'ein miskavein, when there's no intent, it's still prohibited. Rava Omar, Rava told him, Afilu temi Rab Shimon. It could even follow Rab Shimon, the lenient opinion which we do follow, who says that Dover She'ein Miskavin is okay, is mutter. Potter. Moder Rab Shimon b'sikresha v'lo yomos. But Rab Shimon agrees that if it's a psikresha, then it's prohibited. Psikresha, let's review, is when you cut off the head of the bird for entertainment purposes. I don't know what kind of father it was, but hey, he cuts off the head of that for entertainment, and he says, I didn't want to kill the animal. I just wanted the head to pop up and make the kid laugh. He's got a story. So we tell him, not just are you baltashchus on the animal, maybe it's our balei chayim, I don't know, but it's a Shabbos violation, because how could you cut off the head of the animal and not kill it? Doesn't make any sense. So even though he says, I didn't intend it like that, but that's what you did. And psik ratio, we would agree. And therefore, when you're cutting off this flesh from the mila, but with it comes the tzaras, you can't argue, davashay miskavin, I didn't intend. What did you think was going to happen exactly? Right? Davashay miskavin is you have a splinter, and you're pulling out the splinter. I have no intent for it to bleed. I'm wearing a white shirt. I'm not interested in the blood. I pull out the splinter, and it accidentally ended up bleeding. Person has something in their teeth, and they want to floss it. So as long as your gums are not so delicate that they'll for sure bleed, so we could talk, davar she'ein miskavin. But over here, you see where the tzara'as is, and you're cutting that piece off. So that's psik resha. Va'abaye lesle ha'svara. And Abaye doesn't hold of this principle. When it's a psik resha, it does have a din of prohibition. For Abaye and Rava, Damri Tavaye, we know Abaye and Rava both agree. Moder Reb Shimon psik resha, v'lo yomus, that Reb Shimon agrees by a psik resha. So it's odd, the Gemara is saying, that Abaye is the one who says everything's fine according to Reb Shimon, it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda that we have to discuss it, and Rava comes along and says, no, it's a psik resha. And what did Abaye think? Abaye, we know, agrees to psik resha principle. And the Gemara answers so beautifully. Basa deshama me Rava Savra. After he heard the argument from Rava, he accepted it. He concurred. And this is the story that produced the statement that Abaya and Rava both agree by a psik resha that it's prohibited. Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating because very often you find in the Gemara that you have to do the homework. There's an Abaya, and he says it somewhere, and then there's a Rava statement, he says it somewhere. You have to put it all together, connect the dots, and realize they both agree to the same principle. Over here, the ruling is almost like it came out from them as an official position. Abaya and Rava agree, because they had a conversation about it. And as a result, by the end of the study session, they agreed, and that's where this statement comes from. It came from a discussion that Abaya said it's only Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Shimon, and Rava said, no, it's both, it's psik resha. And Abaya agreed, and that's the conclusion of the Gemara, that you do indeed have a prohibition here that has to be dealt with, and it's dealt with from the pasuk that says, do the milah, even though it has tzaras. Yeshikoach, have a great day.